Again, I say a very good morning to each and everyone. Before I open in prayer, whenever I come here to preach, there's a this I always like to refresh our mind. It's found in James 4:14. James chapter 4, verse 14. It reminds us whereas ye do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a moment, and what? It vanisheth away. It vanisheth away. We have no guarantee how long we'll live upon the face of this earth. Either we will live to see tomorrow. But the purpose and the reason that the gospel got to preach is a warning that goes out for each and everyone. And to make it more clear and simple, and we have a privilege, because the author, the one who made the gospel, as if reminds us in Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, here am I in the midst of them. Jesus is in our midst here right now. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for another opportunity which thou gives to us, that we could assemble ourselves under the sound of your word at this moment, knowing, Heavenly Father, that your word is true, because you remind us heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And there isn't any word that you have been occurred in your word that you will not stand upon it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. So, Lord God, we pray that if there's any in our midst here right now, and those who can hear the voice of the voice of your sound, that they will come to realize that they need a Savior in their life before it's ever too late. And we, Heavenly Father, who have accepted your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, help us no matter what's going on in this world, Father. We know greater is you that is in us than he that is in this world. Father, we pray for strength, we pray for guidance, we pray for perseverance, protection, and we pray that souls will come to acknowledge your Son as a Savior before it's ever too late. So, Father, grant us a good gospel meeting. Grant us a good session, Heavenly Father, this hour. Those, Heavenly Father, who are far away from you, Father, they will knock upon you. Let your word knock upon their heart, that they will not stop hurting their heart, and they will open your heart, and Father, you will sup with them, and they will be your sons and daughters before it's ever too late. This I am giving you thanks in the worthy and precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Here this morning, we're living in a world we have no guarantee. We're living in a world we hear rumors of what's every day. Killing, stealing, cheating, just name it. Is that good news? No. But the good news is what the Lord Jesus Christ is offering for each and every one of us. It's good. You may say, how are you sure that it's so good? Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do sometimes sing a song, there is no satisfaction without S-A-L-E, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction without salvation. And even though we live the life, the rest of our life in this world, not receiving the salvation the Lord Jesus Christ is offering, we have no hope. Hope can only be found in Christ, because he is the hope of the hopeless, the help of all those who are helpless. Because he reminds us in Luke 19:10 that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So this morning, I want to present to you a gospel. It's so easy that you could just pass your hand on it like that and lick it. It's so easy. He tells us the reason that you need to accept the salvation of the Lord Jesus. The reason that men should accept the salvation that God is offering freely. You have nothing to pay. Because if any one of us had to pay for our soul salvation, none of us would be in heaven. Because there isn't a price that we could offer God for what he's done for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think of it. Salvation is priceless. It's free, but it costs a lot. It costs the Father to sacrifice his Son, that you and I could stand this morning in his holy presence. Our opening song we sing, what can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And friend, Jesus has been paid the price once and for all. He will no longer, the Father will no longer sacrifice his Son on the cross of Calvary. He did it once and for all. And since he has done, you and I, there is something we ought to do. Either receive it or reject it. So the choice is yours. There it tells us, like I say, we'll see the urgency of salvation. If we check Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 1:28. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 28. It reads, then they will call on me, but I will not answer thee. They'll seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Why? Because the Word of God reminds us that salvation is available to all. And the sacrifice, God already made the sacrifice for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we mustn't neglect that opportunity. We mustn't neglect that opportunity. Because the Word of God, God reminds us in his Word that he sent, John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, mean you, it mean me. It includes everyone. But if you neglect, God's time is now. Now. Don't wait for tomorrow. We have no guarantee of seeing tomorrow. That's why the word of God tells us, he tells us in the book of Proverbs, that when you call, he will not answer, because God made the provision for us now. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so is God's ways higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our thought is when I'm ready. But God says now. We have no guarantee of life. God's time is now. So that's why he proved to us that he so loves us. He sent his son to do what? To pay the price. Jesus Christ is a sacrifice. He is a sacrificial lamb that died on the cross of Calvary. No other lamb, no other person couldn't stand or cannot take the place of the Lord Jesus Christ for you and for me. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the only spotless lamb. He was the only perfect lamb. Then, remember, Proverbs 1:28 tells us, he will call, but I will answer. I will not answer. Because what? You did not respond to his call. Then if you do not respond to the call of the Lord, there is danger. There is dangers ahead. Because Hebrews 9:27, it reads, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, you know what that comes after that? Living our life upon the face of this earth, have no desire to trust the Lord. At the end of that life, which we live upon the face of this earth, without the Lord Jesus Christ be the Savior of my life or your life, judgment awaiting. There is judgment awaiting. Like when I was growing up, I always used to hear people saying, their forefather or their grandmother always used to say, oh, Jesus will come, Jesus will come, Christ will return. And some says, well, I've been living, my mom died, my father passed away, and Jesus haven't returned. But let me tell you, 2 Peter 3:9 reminds us, he tells us, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering towards wood, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord could have come yesterday, or even last year. But because of his great love and mercy towards mankind, he delays his coming. My friend, since for God so loves you, we have that privilege, he gave us the privilege, the chance that we could make things right with him. Sometimes we do sing that song, life at best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf, like a binding of a sheep. Be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, and the dying will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may have no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Do not let your cry be too late. Now is the time. Be in time. Opportunity that lost can never be regained. Just think of it. So, friend, the question you got to ask to yourself, if I die without the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, where my life gonna be? Or where I'm gonna spend the rest of my life? There's two ways. There's heaven and hell. Some people will say, sometimes I ask them, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or are you saved? Saved. Everybody belongs to God. Say, everybody belongs to God. Have you made provision to be in the presence of God? Have you prepared yourself? Oh, when I die, God will send me where we see that fit to. It's not you make your choice. You make your choice. So if you are alive, you don't make it. It's not when you dead you'll make it. Dead man tell no tales. Right now. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow gonna be too late. Now. If we go to 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 18. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 18. Said, verse 13, please, before 18. 1 Thessalonians 13. And to esteem him very highly in love for the work's sake, be at peace among yourself. Which work? Because the gospel have been presented to you. That you cannot say, well, how can I know? How can I understand? How can I know that I'm a sinner? The word have been presented to you. But if you reject the word of God, it's all up to you. It's all up to you. Because Job 18:36 tells us, because there is wrath, beware. Lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. But my friend, you have all the chance in this world. You have all the privilege that you can make your life, set your life right with the Lord before it's ever too late. Jesus, God in his mercy and his kindness towards all mankind, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God loves us, but there is something in man which he hid. He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die, to take away our sin. Jesus Christ is the perfect lamb. Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice that stood between you and the Father. Why? Because the Word of God reminds us, when the Scripture says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Not because of my work, but simply because of what the Father did for us in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ could say in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, you shall be saved. And find pasture. Not only saved, but you could have the privilege, you can have the joy to live with the Father. Jesus loves you. God loves you. That's why He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to do for you and for me what we couldn't do, to be in His presence. Jesus Christ reminds us that He is the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Through Jesus alone. But sad to see. You know, sometimes, because even sometimes, when I think of my children they brought up in the Christian home, leading them to service, while they were small, but when they come to on their own, the only thing I could say to them, always remind them the Word of God. But I can't force them to do what they don't want to. It is my duty to remind them of the Word of God. But the fact is that we never feel that we're too big to face the fact that God loves you. Only God alone that could make the difference in the life of a sinner. Because Jesus didn't die just to show the world that He has power to lay His life down and have power to take it back again. He shows the world that as He gave authority to all those who receive His Son as a Savior, just like the Son have life, the Son have the power to give whoever that receive Him the same life, that they could have life and they could have it abundantly. Because that's what the Word of God reminds us. It tells us that Jesus could say, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ is a source of life. Life could only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of Jesus Christ, you have no life. No life. Then you could say, how can I know I don't have life and I'm walking? We're not referring to physical life. We're referring to spiritual life. Life upon the face of this earth, it have no hope. There is no guarantee in life upon this life which we live in upon this earth. But life in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can rejoice. We can rejoice. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things becomes new. Life could only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is life. And Jesus could say, I come that you might have life, and that you could have it more abundantly. There is abundant life in Christ. So friend, if you haven't experienced that new birth, that joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ, that joy that is in the Lord, call upon him. Try it. Sometimes we can think of the woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. She tried all physician, everything. I show right now, if any one of us here have a sickness or a headache or whatever, we try everything. Our friend will tell you, have you ever tried that leaves? Okay, take a leaf, take three of it. Put hot water and draw it and try it. Try everything. Because why you want to get? You want to get well. The woman says she spent all what she earned on physician, but yet still, she still didn't get the cure. But when she heard about Jesus, that make a difference. She heard about Jesus, and you say, "What?" She said, "If I could only reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." And that same Jesus, he still have the power. He still have the power. I know, and I'm sure, none of us, if we heard about a sickness or whatever, and we know well we could have get a remedy without facing a doctor, he would go for it. But look right now, Jesus is in our midst. And whatever problems, whatever situation, whatever you go into, Jesus says, cast all your cares upon me, for I'm care for you. Put your burden, cast your burden on him. There isn't a load or there isn't a burden that any one of us are carrying that we think that the Lord is not able to bear it for us. Try the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Say, why? Why? You see that life which we're living upon the face of this earth? Sometimes we work, we enjoy it, enjoy the labor of our hand. But there'll come a time we leave everything behind. And that same Jesus, which many of us have been rejected, or sometimes we say, you say that Jesus, or that religious business, or that Christian business. I don't have I haven't got much thing to do with it. Because I've seen so many Christians, so many people calling themselves Christians, and the way they live, the way they think they did, I'd rather live my life like that. That is a trick of the devil. That's the trick of the devil. Because John 10:10 tells us that the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You know, our enemy, the devil, he'll never give us a good word, a good encouragement. That you see, we could sit down and think, what he says is true. He's a destroyer. He's a deceiver. He's a killer. And he's trying to rob you away from the Lord. That is exactly what he's doing. But Jesus says, don't mind. He's a deceiver, a killer, a stealer, just name it. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, come. That you could have life and you could have it more abundantly. Life in the Lord Jesus, it isn't something that he gives today and tomorrow it vanishes away. John 10:28. John Gospel, chapter 10, verse 28. It reads, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. So we're serving a God that is all powerful, a God who stands upon the authority of his word. Matthew 24, verse 35 tells us, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So when Jesus says that I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither anyone shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. Our enemy is trying his utmost best to plug the believers out from the hands of the Father. But he is not. And friend, if you do not accept Christ, or if you never experience a new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been plugged out. But if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ right now, the same way your enemy put in doubt in your mind that you cannot be saved, the same way he put in doubt in your mind that he can pluck you out from the Creator's hand. But the word tells us you have everlasting life. God does not give you something today and take it tomorrow. We doesn't deal with an unjust God. We deal with a God that just. What he says goes. What he says today, he mean it tomorrow. Just think of it. Just think of it. If we go to John 3:15. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now we must be aware of that. Take heed to the word. It's not a matter of just read it and it sounds nice. But we must have the assurance of knowing what the word of God says. It is true. And since it is true, whatever he says, like the marriage supper in Canaan, when wine finished, says there, he said, there is no more wine. And Jesus Christ says to the servant, fill the water pot. Fill water pot. Fill them up to the brim. Now, one, they keep on questioning one another. Jesus Christ, the mother says, why questioning? Why doubting? Whatever he says to do, do it. And that's it. The word of God reminds us that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Why should we doubt his word? Why must we doubt the word of God? And the word of God also reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So there, we're dealing with a Savior, a God who is all-powerful. He cannot pass upon his word. So that's why it's better we place our faith, our trust, our confidence in man, in the Lord, than we place our faith, our trust, our confidence in man. Man will fail, but our God never fail. Our God is a God that never fail. He's an unfailing God. Even me, I could fail you. It isn't because I bring in the message to say, oh, I put my trust in Brother Edmund. Brother Edmund is a failure. You may tell me, ask me, Brother Edmund, I want you to come and do that for me tomorrow. I give you my word. And before the day done, I'll call you and say, I cannot come. See? So that tells us that God is faithful in everything. He is faithful. And Romans, in closing, Romans 8:35, closing, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then it makes us aware of something, and sometimes when we go through these things, we feel that it's all. We have no hope. We have no hope. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or famine, meekness, or pearl, or sword, those things cannot be separated. We cannot, the love of God, the love that the Father have for us. We may face these things in life, but our life is in the Lord, is secure. Death, name it, cannot separate us from the love of God. When a believer says goodbye to his earth, say good day to his maker. So living our life upon the face of this earth, never accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. All those verses which I quote, which you'll see in your eye, you'll read about it. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have no hope. But knowing Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, we'll experience all these things in life. But yet still, our joy in the Lord is secure. Our joy in the Lord is secure. Then believers, brothers and sisters, we who have accepted Christ as our Savior, we know we are serving a Savior who is alive and who is alive forevermore. We have no fear because his perfect love has cast out all fears. But you who do not know Christ as your Savior, there is danger awaits. If you do not accept Christ as your Savior, you die in your sin. The word of God reminds us, if you die in your sin where I am, you cannot come. So my friend, prepare to meet your Lord. Because we don't know. Tonight or today might be my last night. Sometimes there ain't nothing tomorrow. You say, Brother Benedict passed away. Say, yesterday that brother was there bringing the message. Well, you know why? In spite of all these things that are happening, It's better to be with the Lord than to be in that struggle. I'm telling you, there is no joy in this world. Our joy is in the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ. When our life shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. We pray that God will bless his words to our hearts. Shall we bow our head in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the wisdom and the understanding of your word, that everyone that sat under your sound at this moment, Father, there isn't anything that said that they did not understand. That we pray, dear Lord God, even believers and unbelievers, they will come to realize, oh God, there is joy, there is peace, there is satisfaction, there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That, Father, they will, those who have not known thee, they will, a boy, a girl, a man, a woman will not walk out that door without calling upon your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your word declare, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Father, we lift everything into your hand. Father, it is your desire for us to preach the word. But everything else, Heavenly Father, is in your hand. Let it be done according to your will. This we ask, giving you thanks. In the wonderful name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.